soon as you get appointed, you can't wait for the start of the season. And pre-season's a long time, but you have to go through the process, and now we're finally here and can't wait.
How pleased or otherwise are you with your recruitment?
Yeah, I think we've brought some good players in, some good people in, which is important. I've known Eddie for a long time. He was in the youth team at Blackburn when I first started there, and you know, he provides great options for us defensively. He can play left back, he can play right back, he can play centre half. He's got promoted. We've scored 4 out of this league, so he's going to be valuable to us with the loan window being as it is this season. So I thought that was important that we got him in, and you know, hopefully we can add one or two more as well. I've enjoyed working with them so far, and they've got potential to get better, which is something that really appeals to me with them all. And I'm happy with how they've shaped up so far. We'd always, like any other manager up and down the country, be looking for improving the squad, and that might, you know, take this window and the next window to get where I really want it to be. But you know, I've been pleased with the application that everybody in the squad has shown so far.
How far away from assembling a squad ready to challenge in this league?
Well, I think everybody at this moment in time thinks that, you know, they're not far away. But like you say, it's a competitive league, and you've got to be at it from minute one, and I'm really competitive, and hopefully we can get the right people in. We're still working hard to try and do that.
Pre-season always a difficult time for you as a manager because knocks and niggles. Mm-hmm. How far away will Saturday's team be from the one you had in mind?
Not too bad, touch wood. As we sit here today, we're a couple missing, young Luke Hyam, and he's not far away, and Jack Redshaw as well. So we've done well on that front. And like you say, pre-season's just to get through, to get the minutes inside them, but to try and be as injury-free as you can come the start of the season. So we're not too bad.
Is there a concern for Jack? He had a bit of a blighted season with injury last year.
Well, yeah, he did last season, but he's just come back, and he's just picked up a little bit of a reoccurrence of it. But hopefully, you know, we now get to the bottom of it and get it sorted once and for all.
Touchline contrast on Saturday. Yourself in your first game managing a club at this level, and Paul Tisdale, second only to Arsene Wenger in terms of tenure.
Yes, a fantastic achievement from him. He's built a culture down there and a way of playing, and you only have to look at the fabulous run they had last year against Liverpool in the FA Cup to see what a great job he's done, and not just now, and that's over the years as well. And you know, I'm sure that very soon he'll be looking at progressing up the leagues. I'm not going to beat him on the dress stakes, that's for sure. I'm not going to challenge him on that. So you know, I'll just try and keep it simple for me.
You haven't named your captain yet, and it's fair to say that last season, when the announcement did come, it raised one or two eyebrows.
Well, I can only control the appointment of the captaincy this year, and that'll probably get announced tomorrow. He's got to be the role model that you know, that provides knowledge, experience, and the respect of the dressing room. And I think it's important that whoever it is has a relationship with the manager and can be the manager out on the pitch and carry out instructions and make demands on the players and drive it off. And I don't think it has to be someone that's a ranter and a raver. It can be just by their personality and their performances alone. For me, it's just the captain's armband. It's someone that goes up and calls heads or tails. In an ideal world, you want 11 leaders on the pitch, 11 captains. I think if you look at this season and what we have, we've got several candidates. I've been impressed with Sam Slocum and the way he contributes in the dressing room tactically. We've got Tom Aldridge that's done it this season. We've got Jim McAllister, who's experienced. We've got Danny Pugh alongside him, and Andy Taylor, who's experienced as well. So from that point of view, we've got several candidates, and it's just like I say, it's choosing the right one. But I'm sure throughout the course of the season, like you say, with so many games, there might be more than one captain, and I'm fortunate in that position at this moment that we have so many available to me.
And the fans, lots of issues around the football club. You just want their support when your boys go on the pitch.
Very much so. I mean, like I say, I can only control what we can control, and that's hopefully putting a team out that's competitive, hard working and plays some decent football, and hopefully can win games. And as a result of that, then you know, the fans that come will hopefully be entertained.